Have you ever wondered why anyone drinks Malort? Or if there are actually lobsters in the Chicago River? Then listen to the Curious City podcast, where we answer all your questions about Chicago and the region. WBEZ's Curious City is part of the NPR network and available wherever you find your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Chicago City Council members are being asked to approve $70 million for the city to continue supporting asylum seekers. The money is expected to cover costs through the end of this year. Alderpersons were briefed on Mayor Brandon Johnson's funding requests this week. Here's Alderperson Raymond Lopez, a frequent critic of Johnson.
You're definitely going to hear from Chicagoans who want to know why $70 million that could have been pulled from reserves to invest in communities, but instead we're using it for this.
The request comes after the city allegedly backed out of providing more money when the state and county announced additional funding in February. But Alderperson Byron Sicho Lopez says the city council should give input first.
And I think it was appropriate for the mayor's office to first discuss with the aldermen so that we don't have another chaotic meeting.
A Johnson spokesman did not comment. A Chicago City Council committee approved penalties for violating a security perimeter for the upcoming DNC. The specific geographic boundaries have not been finalized by the Secret Service, but they're prohibiting items like firearms or drones. And violators could be fined up to $500 or 6 months in jail. Chicago Police Deputy Chief of Counterterrorism, Dwayne DeVries, says the department also plans to buy a new $11 million helicopter to aid in security.
For the DNC itself, obviously it'll be used for surveillance above the sites and the venues. It'll also be used to detect if there's people on rooftops that could be causing harm. It'll also be used to track the amount of people, traffic, put us ahead of that game so we know where street closures are.
The helicopter will be paid for from funding for the DNC. This is the biggest art weekend of the year in Chicago. The International Art Fair Expo Chicago is open at the Navy Pier. And tonight, the new cultural organization Gertie is leading an after-hours gallery crawl. Gertie founder Abby Pucker says tonight's event is all about showing visitors the breadth of Chicago's art scene in its diverse neighborhoods.
This is a city of 77 different communities, and we want them to see as many of those as possible because artists live and work and play in all of those other spaces.
Galleries in Westtown, River North, and beyond will participate. And Pucker said it's a chance for the art curious to learn more.
Go talk to the director or go talk to the person who owns the gallery. Everyone is super excited to interact and to talk. They want to know who you are. They want to know what you're up to and what you care about.
Expo Chicago is a financial supporter of WBEZ. The WNBA draft is next week, and women's basketball teams are vying for some of this year's top college players. That includes standouts like Iowa's Caitlin Clark and LSU's Angel Reese. The Chicago Sky have the third pick. Jeff Pagliocca is the general manager. He says the team is looking for someone who's going to stick around.
We're looking for players that can grow here long term. So, you know, whether we take a player that could take time to develop, you know, that's what we feel like we do well here.
The Indiana Fever is expected to select Clark with their number one pick. The WNBA draft kicks off Monday at 6:30 p.m. One more thing you should know today. The rate of new measles cases in Chicago has declined. Health officials say that's due to high vaccination rates. The city has experienced just 3 new cases since the beginning of this week, bringing its total to 61 overall this year. But that's down from March, when 50 cases were reported in 1 week. Almost 14,000 measles vaccinations have been given since early March. Today's weather, we're expecting cloudy skies and for temperatures to reach the low 60s. Tomorrow, we expect a sunny day and a high of 69 degrees. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us. It helps other people find the show. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.